It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Scott Tickey, and we're going to be talking about Riverfest today. Scott, thanks for joining us today.
You bet, Steve. Glad to be here.
Riverfest was so much fun, the first annual last year, and I'm going to take credit for good weather this time instead of all the rainy weather I've been giving the community in recent weeks and years. So this year, a little bit different Riverfest. Instead of just one day, we've got several days, right?
Yeah, well, welcome to 2020. Everything's changed. Everything's kind of crazy, but so we're doing a little bit of social distancing Riverfest this year, and we will not have a one single start point on one day. And so what we're going to do is we're going to spread it out over seven or several days. So from the 1st through the 8th of August, people can register online at HilloValley.com or Eventbrite, and then Eventbrite.com, and then look at the Cheyenne River Fest underneath that. And then they can just register. It's $15 a person. It gets you a T-shirt and a ticket for the raffle. There's a couple kayaks on the raffle, a canoe paddle, a nice print from Dutton's, and several gift cards. So then you get a chance to win some stuff on that. And then you just go with your family, your group. You launch at one of several launch points. We hope you take a selfie when you're out there. Just send that selfie back to us at HilloValley.com, and we'll post it up and have that's our River Fest for this year. We want to encourage people to get out there and enjoy the river, enjoy the Cheyenne River. The Corps of Engineers, along with the folks in Valley City, State Parks down at Fort Ransom, the National Grasslands, we are all working together right now to form a National River Trail along the Cheyenne River from Balto Dam all the way to the Cheyenne Grasslands.
Wow.
And we've been working with the National Park Service on that, and Riverfest is a part of that. And we want to kind of showcase that we do have a lot of users using this beautiful river that we enjoy each and every day. Make use of those kayaks you guys all have right now. I know that you guys all have them because you can't buy them in the store anymore. They're all sold out. So,
well, we also have, off and on, we have high river levels. And, of course, we've had already this year a couple of different occasions of that. If we get another rain event that's really, really heavy, maybe another tentative plan, right?
Yes.
Or there might be a contingency that might have to be implemented, right?
So we have this 2020, the year of the contingency plan. And so we've got, not only are we kind of spreading things out, I'm encouraging everyone right now to, listen to the weather, listen to KOBC. You guys are great about giving river updates and what's going on. You can check the website with go to U.S. Army Corps of Engineers water management website.
Yeah.
You can go to HilloValley.com. There'll be some river information on there as well. So you pay attention to those river levels. If you have any questions at all, you can always call our office too.
Mm-hmm.
845-2970. Call us and we will give you your river information. Just call up if you have questions about river levels, current flows. We'll give you the current daily flows there as well.
The extended forecast looks good, which would include August 1st, and it looks like it's going to be calm, decent, and nothing torrential within a five-day period. But as we know, Mother Nature can change in a second when she wants to. So we'll, like you said, we'll keep everyone posted. There is another thing to talk about, and that is Barnes County Road 19, northwest of the intersection of Barnes County 19 and 21, that 2 miles to the northeast as you go past the U.S. Fish Hatchery. That is going to be closed till further notice.
Yeah, we're looking at an extended closure on that. That does quite the wash out there. They've had issues with that all year. I think it kind of started last fall with the heavy rains, and it's just kind of carried on. And so that's going to be closed probably through Riverfest, or at least we're expecting that at this point. And so your other options are to go north on 21. Let's talk about launch points first, I guess.
Okay.
And so launch points, we can launch at Fort Ransom State Park. You can launch at the Cheyenne National Grasslands. You can launch at the Riparian Restoration Project just south of town, Bjornson Park. And you can launch at Chautauqua Park and go to the, go through town if you want. We would kind of discourage that just because of the couple low-head dams in town. They're difficult to get around. But
right.
Then north of town, the Fish Hatchery is where we launched last year. That is still very easy to access. You can go up County Road 19 and get to the Fish Hatchery right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you can launch there and come back. And and even with higher flows, that's a very safe stretch of river to travel on. There's not a lot of obstacles, things like that you're going to encounter on there. The bridges are high, so you're going to be able to float underneath the bridges without any impediments. North of there would be Foss Park, would be the next one. That one, to access Foss Park, you've got one of two options. You can both off of County Road 17. It just has to depend on which way you want to come from. So if you come off Old Highway 10 and get on the County Road 17, you can come in from the west that way. Mm-hmm. It'll come right down into Foss Park. Otherwise, you can come in from County Road 17 off of Highway 21. And so if you go where the Hungry Pelican sign is, turn there, go on through the Mel Riemann Recreation Area, follow that down, and then you can either launch at the Bald Hill Dam site there mm-hmm. or continue down on County Road 19 all the way down to Foss Park.
All right.
So those are kind of your options for launching. Like I said, especially the northern sites like Foss Park and the dam, really watch those river flows, because if they're very high, you may want to pick the hatchery site, or even down at the Fort Ransom site. Those are a little bit more established trails and there's less impediments there to your safe float.
The one that I've been on a couple of times, it's really nice that Scott's talking about, and that is the U.S. Fish Hatchery all the way down to Chautauqua Park. That's a perfect, you have no dams in the way and all that stuff. It's just perfect.
It's a nice time. It's about an hour to an hour and a half float. And if you've got young kids or you're not the most skilled paddler, it's a nice, easy float. You don't have to work real hard. There's lots of wildlife to see. My kids and I have done that probably about six times this summer already. Mm-hmm. We've done that same segment. And it's just a nice, easy float there. I do encourage everyone to wear your life jacket when you're on the kayaks, the canoes. They do tip fairly easily with the increased flows. There's more current than what you're probably normally used to when you're canoeing on a river. Make sure you wear that life jacket, buckle it up. I mean, you're only going to have it on for an hour, hour and a half, then take it off when you're done. But we want to keep everybody safe while you're out here doing this.
Now, Scott, let's talk a little bit about the prizes. There's some nice prizes.
Yeah, so there's a raffle, and like we said, you get a raffle ticket with your registration if you do the full Riverfest registration for $15. But if you just want a raffle ticket, they're $5 a piece, or a book of five for $20. And on the prizes, we had some really good sponsors this year. More Engineering and Not In My House Prevention North Dakota both donated kayaks this year. So we have two really nice kayaks with paddles and stuff to come with them. Nice. Then there's this crazy guy from Tower City who carves paddles, and he donated one himself.
That's
and so
Scott
it's a handcrafted
Tickey.
Paddle there. And then
good job, Scott, by the way.
Oh, thanks. And then Dutton's Valley Gallery has a beautiful Cheyenne River frame print, a nice print of one of the George Dutton's pictures of the Cheyenne. He's got some beautiful pictures.
Super.
And then we've got a one-night stay at the American Inn, and we've got a variety of gift cards as well. So there's multiple prizes on there. I bought a whole bunch of tickets myself because I don't really want to win that paddle back, but those kayaks would be all right. They'd
be
neat
super.
To win. So.
Yeah.
You know, the other sponsors for the whole Riverfest, if you go through them, I mean, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Army Corps of Engineers, North Dakota Parks and Recreation, the U.S. Forest Service, Cheyenne River Valley National Scenic Byway, the Bridges, Bridges of Valley City, Valley City Parks and Rec, Farmers Union Insurance, Dakota Bank, Moore Engineering, Bridgetown Imprints, KLJ, Bank Forward, Valley City Public Works, and Edward Jones are all sponsors of this event. So if you frequent any of those businesses, make sure you tell them thank you for sponsoring Riverfest.
That's great. All right, Scott, let's have fun, okay?
All right, absolutely, Steve.
Have a safe travel down the river, everyone. Riverfest from August 1st through the 8th this year, just with the family members. And, of course, make sure you take those photos, upload those to HelloValley.com. That's our Voice of the Valley for today.